rebelled against him in the desert and grieved him in the wasteland. Psalm 78:40, continuing with yielding to the Lord.
Father, I know that rebellion only means one thing, that I have failed to yield my way to yours. I know that rebellion grieves you, for it implies that I don't trust you. Forgive me, Father. I want to submit to you in every area of my life. Nothing will be off limits to you, Lord. I open the door of my heart fully to you, Father. Come in and remove whatever you have to. I want there to be full room in my life for you. Amen.
Today, do you have any area in your life that you have deemed off limits to the Lord? If so, think of this. Is there anything about you that He doesn't know? He knows about every cherished sin. There are some sins that we can overcome only with His help. Give Him full reign of your life and come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and stay. Open every door that's closed and let Him clean it. Let Him empty those dirty closets.
Today's action. Open your heart fully to God. Today's treasure, found in 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He also has rejected you from being king.
The best way to look at the human heart is that there's many rooms, just like your house. Many of us have garages that our cars won't fit in. Some of us have closets that when you open the door, you stand aside or die from the amount of garbage coming out. Some of us have backyards. But every one of us has somewhere that we have our hidden goodies. And that's just like our hearts. How many places in your heart are closed to the Lord? How many do you hold the key to and you won't let Him open and clean out? If you want to serve Him, open those doors.